World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Boy, my mind is racing this morning. I'm telling you, man, if we don't have the ability to see things with spirit eyes, and by that, I'm not saying that I got it all figured out, because I don't. But I can tell you a couple things. Number one, the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman, that battle is live and in color in front of all of us today. And if you miss that, as General Flynn would call it, what, fifth generational warfare? There's a lot of bait and switching going on. It's hard to tell the good guys from the bad guys. Oh, ye of little faith. I can't believe the number of people who now, look, come on. It's like going to a football game, and everybody loves the coach until they start getting beat. Then when they start getting beat, then everybody, kill the coach, kill the coach, kill the coach, right? And so the number of people that I'm seeing, see, I knew all along it was Trump. I knew all along he was part of it. He probably went to Epstein. I knew all along. See, folks, it's Satan is the author of confusion, and we are in the midst of a cataclysmic spiritual battle like America in particular, has never seen. In America, one nation under God, indivisible. You don't believe that, do you? Are we one nation under God? No, we're not. No. Are we indivisible? No. Is there liberty and justice for all? No. So we say a false pledge. Those are just words. They have no meaning to it at all. And if you don't understand that the kings of this earth who set themselves and the rulers taking counsel together against the Lord, against his anointed, if you don't understand how powerful the dark side is, you're missing the whole boat. Now, they're not as powerful as the Lord, but the Lord doesn't operate like they operate. He speaks it and it's done, man. Speaks it and it's done. And that's where we are. I'm going to dive into a lot of stuff. Before I get into it, Spencer, if you could, you don't have to join Spencer. I'm looking at here. Folks, man, just be in prayer. What does that mean? Be in prayer. Sending up prayers. What does that mean? My thoughts and prayers are with you. Do thoughts do anything for you? Does somebody's thought, are there power in somebody's thoughts for you? Thoughts for you, brother. I guess it's a way to try and encourage people. We're in spiritual warfare. We're in spiritual war. I put down a litany today. My best friend in the world, Norm Emmett, his son was nearly killed 2 days ago. He's living in Bogota, Colombia. Long story. He apparently was drugged, robbed. By the miracle of God, he's even alive. They could have stuffed him in some hole someplace and never would have found him. I just wrote down Dr. Bob Roof was going to go in eight and a half hour surgery today. This great emergency room doctor in Wisconsin who was telling people all along not to take the jab, don't take the jab, almost cost him his job. Been under a terrible, terrible physical attack. He's going into the surgery today. We would pray for Bob. Ken Summers, you guys don't even know Ken Summers. Iowa. Thank you, Michelle. I said Wisconsin. Iowa. Yang, boy, she's there for me. Kim Summers, she's fighting. I just wrote down some of Jeff Nell, Mark Mattingly, Gary Pierce's wife, Debbie. It just goes on and on with the physical struggles that so many people are having. And there's a devil. People said, Coach, if it's a loving God, if it's a loving God, why would he let that happen to those poor children down there in Texas? If there's a loving God, why would he let that happen? Well, because the rain falls on the just and the unjust. That's why. And if there's weather manipulation going on, God could step in and end it, but that's not really the way God does things, right? He taps you on the shoulder. He taps me on the shoulder and say, hey, you see what's going on there? Hey, you better do something about that. Huh? Right? Oh, yeah. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. We have to confront it. We have to take it on. Well, we don't. Why? Because we become complicit. They're seeding the clock. Tell me, folks, now they got floods in New Mexico. New Mexico's having floods. Is anybody seeing a pattern here? And put on your tinfoil hat. My tinfoil hat's kind of falling apart over here. Weather manipulation, we don't even believe in that. You start talking to people about weather manipulation, cloud seeding, all that, they laugh at you. The dumbasses all around you, they laugh at you. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. We see the floods that happen in North Carolina. We see the floods that happen in Texas. We see the floods that are happening in Mexico, New Mexico. We see all this going on. Oh, we can't even connect dots. We can't even connect dots anymore. Because we have a blind loyalty to an American governmental system. And Jesus specifically said, come out from among them and be these separate and touch not the unclean thing. And all of us, well, not all of us, when trouble hits, we run to the government. We run to the very government that is involved with destroying us, folks. And then that brings me back to the thing that I'm just going to tell you the truth. Well, I always tried that. It sounds like sometimes I lie to you. I think the American government is corrupt almost beyond redemption. I love America. I love the American people. But I think the government is corrupt almost. Evil men have crept in unaware and changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator. America, the American government is a seized operation. Okay? Now, hang on. I feel the exact same way about Israel. The Israeli government is a seized operation. Doesn't have anything to do with whether I like the Jews or don't like the Jews or like Netanyahu or don't like Netanyahu. If you don't understand the confluence of the Mossad and the CIA and how they are governments, not people, governments working in tandem against the Lord and against his anointed. I don't know what to tell you. Now we sit here and we say, boy, that Joe Biden, boy, was he wicked. Boy, is he wicked. And people across the country, across the world are looking at America and they're looking at Joe Biden and say, boy, is he wicked. Boy, is he, look at America. How can you love America? Well, Joe Biden doesn't represent me. Doesn't represent me. Neither does Benjamin Netanyahu represent Jews. He represents a government. He represents a worldly government, just like Donald Trump does, just like Joe Biden did, just like Barack Obama did. They represent a worldly government that has been seized and is under the control of Lucifer. And if you don't think that is happening in Israel, I don't know what to tell you. Not all Israel's Israel. I don't want to ride on this horse. I don't want to ride on it. Those who say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Not talking about the average Jewish person. Talking about those who are somehow have infiltrated the Mossad and have taken over the CIA, the Mossad. They've taken over the world. The CIA and Mossad are government mobs. Somebody out there say amen. Somebody out there say amen. So I
mean, amen.
Amen.
The government mobs, both of them working hand in hand. What? To advance the kingdom of darkness. Kings of this earth set themselves. Rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. So I'm going to tell you this. I don't know what's going on with Epstein. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to tell you this. It ain't what you think. It ain't what you think. I'm going to also tell you this, that if you don't understand the dark forces arrayed in Washington, D.C., against whatever righteous thing whoever the president is would try to do, if you don't understand the dark forces arrayed against it, then you don't understand the battle. You don't understand what's going on. And if you don't believe that your government, my government, can be involved with cloud seeding, weather manipulation, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. We see it everywhere. Hey, what was the name? Lahaina, Maui. They burnt that to the ground, didn't they? Look what's going on. Say, oh, Coach, you're a conspiracy. No, wake up. Kings of this earth have set themselves. The rulers take counsel together. I don't know how I got on this. I got some great stuff to share today. Friends, listen to me. Isolation. You looking at me? Isolation is the enemy. And I was saying to Michelle before I came down here this morning, how many of you in this queue right now, or those of you who are watching this right now, feel like you live in isolation? There's nobody around you who understands what's going on. Would anybody say that's me? Coach, that's why I come here every day. Because nobody around me gets it. Nobody around me gets it. And folks, I want to tell you something. The enemy wants to wear you down, thinking that you are the only one. And somewhere in the scriptures, I don't know where it is, maybe somebody can find it, where was it? Jesus said, he said there's 10,000 who've not bowed their knee to Baal. Where is that, Spencer? Can you find that? Oh, woe is me, woe is me. It's looking
That's going to be 1 Kings, Coach. I think it's probably 1920. You ain't got it, but it's Elijah. He had just fought with Jezebel up on the Mount Carmel, right? And he's coming down, and he thought he was the only one left. And the Lord said, I have 7,000 that have not bent their knees. He had hit him in a cave.
Amen. That's where we are, folks. There's more than 7,000. There. Hey, he came further. Stay right there. And it was so, okay. He said, I've been very jealous of the Lord God of hosts, for children of Israel forsaken, they've forsaken their covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I only am left. And now they want to take me. I'm talking about isolation here. Gino, you ever feel like you're alone? Mary, you ever feel like you're alone? Ever feel like you're the only one?
Amen.
Folks, that's a strategy. That's a demonic strategy. Am I the only one to seek my life to take it away? And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. Quit hiding. Behold, the Lord passed by, and a great strong wind rent the mountains and broke the pieces of rock before the Lord. But the Lord wasn't in the wind. And after the wind, there came an earthquake. Anybody seeing a pattern here? Earth, wind, and fire, huh? The Lord wasn't in the earthquake. And then after the earthquake, he sent a big fire down there and burned up all of Maui. The Lord wasn't in the fire. And then after the fire, he sent a small, still voice. God didn't come yelling. He came whispering. And it was so. When Elijah heard it, he heard that small, still voice. He wrapped his face in his mantle, and he went out and stood in the entering of the cave. And behold, there came a voice to him and said, what do you hear, Elijah? Elijah said, I've been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel, the conservatives, the Republicans, the people I go to church with, they've forsaken their covenant. They've thrown down your altars. They've slain the prophets and murdering babies. And I'm the only one left. And they want to kill me. Lord said unto him, good, get out of here. You're turning away to the wilderness of Damascus. And when you come, anoint Hazael to be king over Assyria. And then Jehu, he's pointing out the Randys and the Mels and the G's. He says, no, they're out there, boy. They're out there. It shall come to pass that him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay. Yet have I left me 7,000. All the knees which have not bowed to Baal. Friends, you're fighting a battle of isolation. Now, listen. Well, I don't know how I got here. I'm going to finish this ride. People, I get phone calls. I get text messages. And people will say, Coach Dave, what happened to so-and-so? They'll give me a name. He used to be in here every day. What happened to him? What happened to him? What happened to him? And so I say to my friends, you better hear me, folks. I'm talking to you. Run to the light. Don't run to the dark. Isolation is darkness. Don't run there. Don't go there. Don't go there. In fact, if I were you, I would make a point, which I am. I would never miss this show. Because when you're in here, you are amongst your brothers. And I'm not trying to say that we're a cult, but real quickly. Somebody come in here. Don't tell me a story, not your life story. Gino, why do you get up here every morning? Why are you here every morning, Gene? You're here every morning. Where do you live, Gene?
In Oklahoma.
You're here every morning?
You just get up about every morning, and I wouldn't want to miss this for anything.
It's at 6:17 where you are right now. Is that right, Gene? That means you got up like 5:30.
Oh, yeah. I've been up before that, but yes. Yeah.
Come in here every day. Every day you come in here, Gene. Every day. And if you wouldn't be in here, I'd miss you. Huh? But Gene, running away from here ain't the answer. That ain't the answer. Anybody else? Why are you in here? Because the devil likes the lone sheep. That's what I'd say. Like-minded folks, get encouraged here. Run to the light, not from it. Run to it. And I could run down a litany of people. Where's this guy? Where's this girl? Where's this girl? Where's she? And I can tell you this, they're probably not better off. Would anybody want to argue with me? They're probably not better off. And I would say this, that some of you who come in here every day, you are more connected to people in this queue than you were ever connected in any local church you ever walked into. Anybody want to say amen on that?
Amen.
You actually care about people. You actually care about them. It bothers you that when Dr. Roof has to get surgery, that bothers you. You worry about Jeff Nell and Mark Mattingly. You worry about them. You don't even know them, but you worry about them and you pray for them. And then Coach Dave will say something about Israel and you're gone. Somebody say amen. Vinny, that's a boom.
Boom.
That's a boom. Somebody will cross swords with you on your theology. Boom. I said, okay, who you? That's all right. Who you gathering with? Who you gathering with? That's all I want to know. Who you gathering with? Paul Gosin says the power of prayer. Let me ask you something, Paul. When you got in that boatload of crap that you got into, did you run to your local church? Is that where you ran? Your local church?
But I had the Lord's Prayer on my voice.
whole time, Coach.
Yeah, and you came here, didn't you? You came here for the encouragement because you knew people here actually cared. They actually bared one another's burdens. They really cared.
Yes.
I'll pray for you, brother. Send in prayers. Really? I don't know how I got on this, but let me finish it off. All right. See, it's so easy to get involved or not get involved or not do a good job of connecting the dots to what's going on. If we're in the end times, by the way, we've been in the end times for, what, 2,000 years? Oh, that didn't go over very big. Huh? We've been in the end times for 2,000 years. And we just think we're getting closer to the end now. And if you are not, if you're the same Christian you were a year ago, after being in here for a year, I'm going to tell you this, I'm not the same Christian. I would have never met Randy Lunsford, Craig Mickle, Dave and Sherry Allison, Jeff Nell, Tim Tubra. And I'll be honest with you. Well, that's quit saying that. I had this discussion with my wife yesterday. I'm on a tear. Let me go, okay? Just bear with me a second. No offense, Dale. I'm not talking about you. The American system of church is broken. Is broken. Where every church has an expert called a pastor. And the pastor is like a band director. He controls everything. And because Gene Schroeder goes to a church where there's a pastor, I'm just using you, Gene, because I see your face. He has to play whatever the conductor director. Anybody with me? Do you ever go to church on Sunday morning and the message had nothing to do with where you lived your life? had nothing to do with it. Right? And then you had a call in your life, and you said, you know what, Coach, I think I want to start doing this. And I went and asked my pastor. And he said, no, that's probably not for you. And I said to my wife yesterday, I love you all out there. Why do grown men give control of their lives to another man? Why do you always need, who set up a system where you always need your pastor's approval? See, I would go to a church. Well, I don't want my pastor's approval. I want his covering. I want his support. I don't care whether or not he's all in on it. If the Lord's called me to do something, I'd sure as hell like to have his support. Rather than him not wanting to do it. Because I'm just telling you the truth. Because the end result of my actions might bring disrepute on the church. Somebody say amen. Might make the church look bad.
Boom.
You're all going to stand, all of you. You're amen. All going to stand. All of you are going to stand before the Lord. All of you are. And you're going to have to give an account. What the Lord told you to do, and you didn't do it. And a lot of you didn't do it because you didn't get the amen of. Coach of the church. You go to church, do what the coach says if you want to. But when you're away from church, coach ain't there with you. Whatever the Lord says unto you, do. Man, I'm all over the place. This has grieved me for the last week. that grown Christian men think they need the approval of another man to do what it is the Lord called them to do? Now, if I get into a mess, I'm going to go do something. I don't just run off and do it. I'm going to pick up the phone and maybe I'm going to call, I don't know, I'm going to call Chad. Hey, Chad. Chad ain't my pastor. Hey, Chad, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think? Okay. All right. All right. Gotcha. Thanks. Hey, Randy, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think? I'm not asking their approval. And the current church environment is toxic to innovation.
Amen.
Not the way we do it here. Jeff Klein, every time you go and stand up and read that Bible at the school board meetings, Jeff, it makes us all look bad. Have you heard that, Jeff? Have you heard that, Jeff? Say, here's what's wrong, Pastor. You ought to be reading it. Not me. You ought to be reading it. If you represent our church. I don't know how this one got on me, but I'm about right.
That was, it doesn't feel as much.
Heaven forbid.
Tina's got a little rinse. Tina, got a little rinse.
Tina, turn your microphone off. Huh? You guys know there's two types of sins? There's two types of sins. The sin of commission. I committed it. I did it. That's the sin of commission. Doing what you're not supposed to do is a sin of commission. But just as deadly is a sin of omission. The Bible says for you to know to do good and not to do it, to you, that is sin. The Holy Spirit says to you, go do this. And the first thing you do is you run to the pastor to get him to give you approval to do it. He ain't going to give you the approval to do it, or he'd already be doing it. I'm all over it. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I'm not talking about wisdom of past. I'm not what I'm talking about. The Bible says in the multitude of many counselors is great wisdom. So when I'm getting ready to make of what I would consider to be a pretty serious decision, I call a multitude of counselors. A multitude of them. Hey, Steve Deck, what do you think I ought to do about this? Well, coach, here's what I think. Okay, and I take it with a grain of salt. Hmm? Oh, yeah. I do that. I don't. Christianity is a team sport, but it's also an individual sport. Yeah. And a lot of you are wasting away on the bench waiting for your pastor to put you in the game. I'm going to tell you something. He ain't going to do it. He ain't putting you in the game. He ain't putting you in the game. Whatever he says unto you, do it. Not go get your pastor's approval to see if the church board will approve you to do it. If he told you to start a ministry called Saving God's Children, do it. Do it. Pretty simple. To obey is better than to sacrifice. Oh, I'm all over the place today. Let me get Mel in here because she's got something going on. Did you run it by your pastor, Mel? Did you run it by your pastor?
Well, one of the things that I've been called to
do. You didn't run it by him, Mel?
I don't go there anymore.
Okay.
One of the things that I've been called by God to do is to start the Liberty Action Network, and praise God, it's been so much fun.
You just jumped in and you did it.
Yeah.
And then you said, how am I going to do this? And how am I going to do this? And next thing you know, you're doing this and you're doing this. Huh? Go ahead.
Well, what's great is that God doesn't call you into things that are, for me, I guess I should say. I mean, he called me into something that's very much in my sweet spot. Like this isn't hard to me, but people are like, wow, what you do? And I'm like, you know, so anyway, I love like working in my sweet spot. So, but anyway, Spencer, if you would pull up the Liberty Action Network website and go to the upcoming events, I want to mention two, and I want to focus on one. So, tomorrow is the Ecclesia Bible study, and I want to dig into that one. But I also want to mention the Conquer series, The Battle Plan for Purity, which is happening on the 19th. So there are those two events that are coming up. Tomorrow, the 10th, is the Ecclesia Bible study. And Spencer, if you would click on that one, please. So Rochelle and I have been...
Hang on. Did you have to get some pastor's approval to do this?
I don't go there anymore.
Didn't have to go to any pastor to get the approval to
do that. No. You know what? Okay. You can do these kinds of things all on your own. Wow. We're grown ups here. We're eating steak. We're not drinking milk here. So
Wow.
So, but anyway, Rochelle and I, we've gotten together. We're prepared, and tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, we are launching the first Ecclesia Bible study, a called out assembly. So we're excited about this. We're starting to dig into the book of Revelation, the first three chapters. And of course, when you talk about Revelation, you know, you get into things like eschatology. And so Rochelle's done a great job pulling this information together. So I encourage all of you, if you're available, this is 7 o'clock Eastern time. The Zoom link is right there. So just log on. I figure, you know, we've kind of set aside an hour, so probably 7 to 8 o'clock. And we would love to see you there. So thanks, Coach.
Good, man, huh? Hey, folks, you won't believe this. She didn't even ask my approval. She just kind of did it. Said, this is what we're going to do. Cool. By the way, you notice Craig Mickle's doing a lot of that. And Randy's doing a lot of that. And Jeff Klein's doing a lot of that. Huh? Wow. Are you have big boy pants or not? You wear big boy pants? You need to go to get Daddy's approval to do what the Lord told you to do? Now, look, there's a difference in going asking for his prayer covering. You can do that. But if the Lord told you to do something, you're going to go to some man to ask his approval? That's dangerous. I got you all hanging in out there. You've been waiting. Well, Mary Kelly, come on in. I'm going to start bottom and going up. Mary Kelly, then Jeff Klein. Go ahead, Mary Kelly.
Good morning. Just good morning. Thank you. Love morning. You. Bye.
Is that it? Good morning, Jeff Klein. Thanks, Mary. Jeff.
Coach, you're talking about that. The Lord directing you to do something. It's come to my mind as soon as you said this, and you talk about the churches. Give me information. Had a pastor locked behind bars. And I talked to you and I talked to several other people. I called you guys. I said, listen, I got to do something. Pastor went to prison. I got to do something. If I was in prison, he'd do something. I knew he would. So I go to the square with a sign. It says local pastor sent to prison. Well, even before I went, I got a phone call ripping me. Don't do it, Jeff. You're going to hurt the church. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, what? But that was the answer. Don't do it. I'm telling you, don't do it. They were just freaking out. So I did it anyways. You know what I mean? I'm standing up there with liberal Democrats on the square with their stupid signs, and I'm standing there with one that says local pastor sent to prison. People are like, what? What happened? What are you talking about? A pastor went to prison? But I was just trying to make awareness. But I got my butt ringing for that one.
By the professional Christians?
Yeah, it was from the church the pastor was from.
Yeah. I'm writing my commentary today on the Lord gave me this. Secular Christianity. That's what we have in America. Secular Christianity. Christianity that just kind of blends in. Just secular. Right? It's secular. Who did I say was next? Dave Allison. Come on in, Dave.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Coach, the reason why I come here, why Sherry and I come in here every morning is we come in here for instruction. How would I know how to play a football team unless I had a coach? Unless I had a coach, and which is an instructor. That's why we come in here every morning, is for the instruction through, and the Holy Spirit, what happens is through the instruction we receive, the Holy Spirit prods us to do things. And you didn't tell Craig Mickle to go out and start God, saving God's children. You gave us instruction, and the Holy Spirit laid it on Craig's heart and Randy's heart and whoever's heart, Jeff's heart, to go out and do something. But Coach, one last thing I want to say. When was the last time your high school teacher contacted you and said, "Hey, Dave, how you doing? How you doing with that math? How you doing with that English I taught you?" They gave you the instruction, and they left it up to you to do what you were instructed to do with it.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. And see, at some point, I'm gonna play something here in a minute. Huh? At some point, you got to put on your big boy pants. Look, hey, look, I'm priest over my home, not my pastor. My pastor's not priest over my home. Sorry. I don't know about you guys. I have a direct pipeline to the Holy Spirit, to the King of Kings. I have a direct pipeline to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And whatever he says unto me, I try to do it. I try to do it. Sometimes it gets me in trouble. Sometimes I get in trouble. Right? Gino, come on in.
Yeah, we're a long ways from where we started when I raised my hand, but you were hitting three things right on the nail, Coach. But I just wanted to say we need to be reading the Minor Prophets. It's just like tomorrow's newspaper.
Yes, it is.
It's what's happening today.
It is.
And God is fulfilling his promise that he's wiping out the wicked and wanting to open the eyes of the church. Just like Nineveh, when Jonah went to Nineveh and Nahum, God sent him there to warn the people, but they listened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, God did not fulfill what he said he was going to do to them because they listened.
Okay, so listen, folks, let me do something. I see Rochelle, Joe Allen, hang on with me. I try to move by the Holy Spirit. Okay, hang on here with me. Pull up for me where is it? Number two, play number two. Are you redeemed? Hey, been redeemed? Play number two, Spence. Listen to this. Go ahead.
Watch this.
I asked God, I said, "God, why children?" And this is 4 o'clock in the morning, and God hits me with this wave, and God says, "I want you to see why." And it's a battle of potential. And I want you to hear what God said to me. He said, "Yaku, when I cast Lucifer out of heaven with a third of the angels, he knows that the redemption of my son Jesus Christ, the blood of my son, does not cover him. He can never return. There is a hatred that we can't fathom for your child from Satan. Why? Because even if your child stumbles, even if your child falls, even if your child departs like the prodigal son and go eat with the swine, when your child decides to return to the Lord, there'll be a robe and a ring, and your child will be adopted into the kingdom of heaven, and Satan can never go back."
Yeah.
He can never. Christ did not die for Lucifer. He did not cover Lucifer. And there's a hatred for the offspring, enmity with God. There's a hatred that our sons and daughters could choose Jesus and be adopted back to the table, which Lucifer once sat.
You got to watch this.
Right? Huh? Satan knows he can't be redeemed. Okay. What about the change? Pull that up, Spencer. Hang on. Stay with me. I want to ask you something. Is there evidence of salvation in your life? Hey, Betty, I'm thinking about you. Think about others. Do you run into people and say, "Boy, Betty, I liked you a lot better. You got religion. You're not the same, Betty, as you used to be. You got religion. Now, I love Jesus, Betty, but not like you. You're fanatical. Betty, you turn people off." Yeah, yes or no? Yes or no, folks? Play it. Is this you? People thinking you're crazy?
I got myself a Jesus.
letters on my bracelet to serve as my ID. I got the necklace and the keychain and almost everything a good Christian needs. Yeah.
Secular Christianity.
I got the little Bible magnet on my refrigerator. And a welcome back to bless you before you walk across the
room. Okay, you can pull that off. You can pull it off. Are you undergoing a change? Are you undergoing a change? Is the Holy Spirit of God touching you and you're not changing? You're not changing? You're remaining the same? Are you kidding me? And by the way, people are trying to pull you back down into that old religious life. Oh, no, you're crazy. You're trying to climb out of that religious hole and they're pulling you back down. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Yep, yep. They hate the change. They hate the change. You wouldn't believe how many people don't like me because of the change. It's a change. Coach Dave, you used to be this. You used to be this. Coach, it used to be this. Coach, what happened? Like I got some kind of freaking sickness. Joe Allen.
Well, I'll tell you why Carol and I come in here for the past 10 years, 5 days a week, because the church failed. Listen to one man speak.
Yep.
We've sat here through 10 years of standing up for the people and the children and the newborns that can't speak for themselves.
Amen. 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 What about the change?
This is the reason why we're in here.
Change every day. I'll change every day. Amen, Joe. Jack.
Yeah, Coach. You helmet heads kind of get it right, but I think you're a better wrestling coach than you are a football coach.
Yeah.
See, I've never been good at the team sports.
Oh.
We train together, we learn from each other, we get coached up. But when you're on the battlefield, it's you and the guy that you're staring
at. Amen. 112-pounder wrestles 112-pounder, doesn't he? 119-pounder wrestles 119-pounder. It's a wrestling team, but it's an individual battle. What, boy, Jack, that's true, man. That is so true. Oh, my goodness. It's good to have a team if everybody's doing their job. Randy?
You know, Coach, the song there that's really good words. But you know what Christians despise about someone that's zealous for God and for on fire for God and hungry and sponge? You know what they despise? They despise the unconformity coming off of them, because that exposes all the conformity that they're still living in. That's why they despise me, Coach. That's why they despise you. That's why they despise, you know, we may not have a church structure in this little group, this group we have, but we do have the purpose of the church, Coach. The theme of the church that Jesus talked about. We try to, that's what we live out more than the institution, Coach. That's why they despise us, Coach. That's the very reason that we're just despised. It's not because of who we are. It's because of what we're doing.
So that's a boom.
Let me ask this real quickly. I'll get you in here, Dave and Jeff. Hang on. Folks, just right now I'm going to ask you. If some of you have ever gone to your church leadership, whatever that would be, with an initiative that the Lord's given you, what has been pretty much, or what's their response? How do they tell you, no, we're not going to do that? How do they... What are some of the phrases they use? Anybody want to volunteer any of those? Think about it. Dave Allison, come on in.
Hi, good morning, Coach.
Hello, Sherry. Good morning, Sherry.
Your favorite fan. All right.
Well, you get more bold every day, don't you, Sherry?
Yeah.
They're going to be calling you a nut here before you know it, man.
That happened when I was born. Hey, yeah. We won't talk about how many years ago that was. Hey, I got to just say, I just love this place. I love all you people. You know, I know you say, well, what do you mean you love us? Well, I love how you help me sharpen my iron, okay? Uh-huh. That's what I love. Okay, so hey, now about sports, listen, we watched Secretariat movie last night, and I'm telling you, Coach, that's a sport. And when you watch that, it'll take you over the top. It's wonderful how, you know, the Lord just speaks through our animals. I'm just telling you. Yeah, he speaks through our animals. And anyhow, I'm excited to be here. Thanks. I appreciate you. Tolerating me.
What about the change, huh, Sherry? What
about the change? Praise the Lord.
They can say everything you want to. What about the change?
Huh? Right. Hey, and you know, that's another thing. You know, again, the Lord's been dealing with me about the personal apostasy, you know, unbelief. And man, he's taken me to a new level in that. At first, I was so embarrassed of it, even to almost not want to talk to the Lord about it. But you know, unbelief is, it's really deep, folks. And the best thing you can do is just really study yourself in the Word and what it is where God wants to take you and what it is you need to do. And hey, pray for us. We got a new neighbor over here. He bought that 20 acres next to us, and they've got three little kids, and they're young and dumb, and so they need help. Thank you.
Hey, how about this one, folks? Here's one I get from the pastors. I was waiting for some people put it in the chat there. Some people said wrong approach. Oh yeah, I hear that one. Oh yeah. Well, the Holy Spirit hasn't spoken to me about that. Right? Right? Get that right? Huh? You know what I like to tell them? I like the way I do it better than the way you don't. Lord told me to do it. I'm going to do it, dude. And look, he may not have told you that, but I didn't come for you. I didn't come to you for an amen. I came to you for support. Okay? The Lord told me to do this. I need your support. I'm not here to get your approval. Jeff, come on in.
Coach, you know how if you got a, say, a battery-operated weed eater or a battery-operated whatever, you got to charge that thing every so many times you use it.
Yeah,
and then once a week, twice a week, you're putting that battery on the charger. So I used to always say, well, I just go to church because I get my battery charged on Sunday morning, which is true. But here you got it 5 days a week. You might get beat down this afternoon. Then tomorrow morning I get back in here. And then you get to vent a little bit. Here's what happened. And also, all the people in here, you're talking about all the people in here. In the past week, and I do this quite often, I talked to Craig a couple of days ago. Me and Craig, he's in... Where's he at? In Maryland?
Maryland.
I came on the phone for about a half hour. A few days before that, I had Clay on the phone, talking to Clay. And just reach out. Randy from Oklahoma, I've talked to him on the phone board. Just when you feel like it, you got, I'm going to call Randy or I'm going to call Craig or whoever.
What?
That, you know what I mean? So that it's just been good being able to do that. And sometimes I call you and you're like, what's up?
Amen. Amen. And what did Chad Estes say? We pick up where the church left off. Folks, they ain't all coming. Look, Gideon's army. Yeah, are you guys familiar with Gideon's army? Where is that? Pull that up. Gideon's army. Where's the story of Gideon? Somebody smarter than me?
Judges chapter 6.
Thanks, Dale. Judges chapter 6. See, Dale knows I'm not talking about him. Judges chapter 6. Scroll on down a little bit. I'm going to show you something. I'll show you a principle here. Okay. So they're, and then they were camped about, stop. Okay. Gideon's army's out there. They came up with their cattle and their tents. They came as grasshoppers for multitude, for both they and the camels were without number. So the enemy has so many people there, they can't even count. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. It came to pass, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, scroll up, please. Thus says the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you out of the house of bondage, and I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians. Some of us are still trapped in the hands of the Egyptians and out of the hand of the oppressed, and have drove them out from before you and gave you their land. I said, I'm Lord, fear God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites in whose land we dwell, but you've not obeyed. I'm not going to keep on reading this. So here's what happened. Gideon and his army show up, and he says, here we are, Lord. We're going to go to war now. Anybody know what the Lord said? Anybody know what the Lord told Gideon?
You got too many of them.
You got to get rid of some folks. You got some hangers on, and you're going to go to war, and you're going to be counting on them, and they ain't going to be there, Gideon. You better slim down your troops a bit. Gideon said, are you kidding me? So Gideon went to his army. He said, okay, 30,000 of them. There are 30,000 of them out there. Gideon said, hey, boys, anybody scared? Anybody not all in on this thing going home? And going home. And Gideon stood there and watched as, I believe, 27,000 were just wearing the uniform. And they went home. And Gideon looks around, and his team just lost 90% of their players. And he said to the Lord, good call, dude. Good call. The Lord said, no, dude. Those hangers on, they're just in it for the show. They're just in it for what they can get out of it. He said, you got 3,000. Go to war, brother. Go to war. Bigger isn't always better, folks. Isn't always better. You can hide in a big church. You can have a form of godliness, deny the power thereof. The Bible says, from such men, stay away. Get away from them. 300, thank you, Joe. Not 3,000, 300. You know what I like about this? There are warriors in this crew. I'm not going to name names, although I could. I could run down this list. There's one. There's another one. There's another one. I'm looking at the names. There's one for sure. Huh? There's one. Oh, there's one. I trust them with my life. I trust them with my life. Are you surrounded with people like that? Your church developing people like that? Or do only 300 of them really get it? I'm sort of apologizing because I've really been all over the place today. I'm going to tell you this. Some of you are being prepared to be pillars. Because what's coming down the pike is going to be something our generation has never seen. Has never seen. The warfare, the spiritual warfare that's going to manifest itself in the natural realm is going to be beyond what most of us have ever seen. And we need to be prepared. Because if the trip we ever do get to the point where that Epstein list gets released, we really do get to the point where we see where all that USAID money went. We really do get to see Toto pull the curtain, so we see the man behind the curtain. I'm not sure if our nation will survive it. I don't know.
Amen.
And that's part of what I think is going on right now with the Epstein and all that stuff. If they showed you the truth, I don't know if we'd survive. That's where I think we are. Go ahead, Jeff. Got just a few minutes left. Thanks for letting me vent this morning.
Coach, I just got a thing come across my phone just now for here in Knox County. Over 10,500 911 calls put in a year. Right here in Knox County. Everybody's screaming 911. There's something going on in my life. I got problems. I got issues. You know what I mean? And I got to think about it just now. People are telling me, because I'm going to shut the car lot down on my birthday, September 30th. I'm retired. I'm just done with this nonsense, being tied to that place 6 days a week. People say, oh, you're going to be bored. I said, bored? There'll be something to do every day. What are you talking about?
You'll be able to serve the Lord now, won't you?
Yeah. And so, you know, but it's just on how you look at it, the perception of it.
Amen. I want to finish with this. Pull up number three for me, okay? Finish with this. I should have led with it. 2 Thessalonians. Now we beseech you, brothers, talking to you. Talking to you. Paul's talking to you, brothers. By the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him. You know we're gathering together unto him right now? You know that? That you be not so soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand, imminent, available right now. The day of Christ, this is the day the Lord has made. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. The man of sin who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that the devil sits in the seat of the temple saying he's God. American government, in my opinion. Remember you not? I warned you this when I was with you. You guys remember me telling you all about that? And now you know that, know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. Look, even back then, the mystery of iniquity was already at work. Only he who now holds it back will soon be taken out of the way. And then the wicked's going to be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume. So make no mistake about it. Righteousness triumphs over evil. Whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Anybody seeing any of that? Powers and signs and lying wonders? And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness and then not perish because what? They received not the love of the truth, that they may not be saved. And because they didn't receive the love of the truth, God sends as judgment a strong delusion that they would all begin to believe lies. Is anybody seeing that besides me?
Amen.
The judgment of God, people believing that a man can be a woman and a woman can be a man, that a baby isn't a human being. Folks, this is judgment of God. This is delusion, a strong delusion. God sent.
Boom.
That they all might be damned who believe not the truth. But, boy, they sure had pleasure in their porn and their gambling and all. They had pleasure in all that stuff, man. What we're seeing, my friends, church, is the judgment of God upon America right now. It's happening right now. Now, we can conclude, we can say, well, Coach, it's the end times. It's what they said is going to happen. Come quickly, Jesus. Well, we can do that. Or we could begin to push back against those lies and that strong delusion, begin to speak the truth and stand up for what's right and see if maybe at some point truth might cut through some of this morass that we're seeing. Instead of continuing to elect conservatives secular Christians who just kind of wear their Christianity as a Boy Scout badge. God's thinning the troops.
Still think I'm supposed to